You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Monday, August 15th. It is time to check in with Dr. Bob Weiss of Concordia Seminary. Good morning, Dr. Weiss.
Hey, good morning, Andy, to you and your listeners. I hope our listeners are safe and sound and got a lot more prayers coming up here for all those people. Certainly now in Madison County, where I live, we have a bit more rain than they had over there in the St. Louis area. My street was almost flooded. I mean, from the standpoint of water from edge to edge of the street in the subdivision. And it's like I told you before we came on air here, I was looking for Noah in the Ark, but haven't seen him. And the poor young people and the older people that we have to keep in our prayers down in Louisiana. I mean, that really got hit hard. I was watching some of that early this morning. So there's always prayers to pray and ascend up to the Lord and keep people in our prayers for all those, especially a few families that have lost some loved ones due to this flooding. It's either hot or it's raining, and kind of how life goes. And when we were down in east of Destin Beach in Panama City, that's just for a week with the family, we had some pretty good torrential rains down there. Typical Florida, you know, it would rain for a good 30 or 40 minutes, and then the sun would come out, and then you'd think you could get to the beach, and then the sun and the rain would come out again. So at any rate, thank the Lord for the rain. And it does help the crops up in this area a bit, that's for sure.
It certainly has been a lot of rain and more on the way. I understand this morning the police in our area had to use they were out with a boat this morning just because it looks like someone needed a rescue where they were in a place where you don't usually have water. So yeah,
it does happen, and I guess your listeners are probably wondering. I didn't know Andy and Bob were weather people, so I think that's kind of how we go. You know, it's just sort of what God allows to happen in terms of weather and rain keeps us focused on that he is in control. And, you know, well, some people might say, well, why is he allowing all of this to happen? And I think from my perspective, it's just like so many other things. It causes us to stay on our knees and pray and thank the Lord for all the good blessings he does give us and all the other people, especially the first responders you see on TV, the military, that are helping all these people and rescuing them from their houses and their cars and so forth. So that aside, I got a couple of topics here that probably won't surprise your listeners. One has to deal with Down syndrome. I think all of us understand that in terms of genetics, we have 46 chromosomes, and on chromosome 21, occasionally, one doesn't know why, but either the sperm or the egg retains the chromosome at the 21st chromosome. That is to say, instead of dividing into, usually one chromosome goes to the egg, and which only has one, and so you end up with two chromosomes in the egg, or two and chromosomes from in the sperm. That is to say, one from the male, one from the female. There should only be two at the 21st stage. Occasionally, there ends up three, and that's called trisomy 21, and that's called Down syndrome. And there's a test called alpha-fetal protein that can be done on women in their pregnancy, early pregnancy, but there tends to be anywhere from a 20 to 35% false positive. And what has happened with the whole issue of elective abortion is that when people even have this test, some of them go into a Planned Parenthood clinic for an abortion. And so the rate of births of Down's children from 1 in 800 has gone down to about 1 in 600, mostly due to elective abortions. And now there's a new test that has just been published in the New England Journal of Medicine. It's called cfDNA, and it's a higher sensitivity. So I think that my concern here is that people simply, and this is kind of what we do on His Time with myself and you, is to bring them to the point where they understand that this new test called cfDNA, DNA test, it does have a higher sensitivity and a lower false positive rate and a higher positive predictability regarding Down syndrome, which, of course, because of people's concern for elective abortion. The note that I'm reading in the journal is that it may lead to a rise in elective abortions. They call it termination, of course, in the medical journal. So I just want to bring people's attention to this, that, you know, life is precious from conception all the way, certainly not just until the point we die, but certainly we understand how precious life is when we get into euthanasia, assisted suicide, but more importantly, how precious life is when we get to the incarnation where God becomes a human being and suffers and dies for the forgiveness of our sins. So I think we have to look at this from that standpoint. I do not understand, nor have I ever been involved with families. Well, I have been involved with families with Down syndrome. My wife babysat for a young Michael for many years while we were a pastor in Springfield, Illinois. So I have some appreciation, but I do think that those families who have children with Downs speak more clearly to this issue and would say this is not something that you'd want to get involved with. If you have the test could be done so that you can prepare for a child with Downs, but there's always the possibility that the test could be false. So it is a tension that families face. I recommend that families who are facing this tension get a hold of other families who have children with Downs, and they are the experts, and that is where many support groups initiated. So that's one area. The other area comes to focus because we are watching the Olympics, and the Paralympics are also going to be starting next week, and there's a young lady who's won a silver actually already in a 200-meter wheelchair sprint and a gold in a 100-meter wheelchair sprint. And she is a paraplegic, and she, after she's done with the Olympics, she wants to seek euthanasia in Belgium. And, of course, this is kind of the situation you and I talked about with that book, Maybe For You, which also she has just written another book out about the young lady who, Louisa, who came after that, about her life after that, the situation from that movie. Well, anyway, the issue here is deals with pain. Most people think that people want to have euthanasia or assisted suicide in many of the states we have, especially in California where this is being studied, is due to pain issues. But the Journal of the American Medical Association has come out with a study and said, no, it's due to loss of autonomy, which means I'm a law to myself, and dignity, which means value or worth, as being less able to enjoy life's activities. So it's not so much a pain issue. It's more of a, I want to make my own decision, and I don't think my life is worth anything. So I think in that context, it would behoove all of us to once again be kind of tuned into these two issues, especially this one with euthanasia and assisted suicide, as it seems to me, Andy, that this topic is becoming more and more visible for some time after Kevorkian. It's sort of, I didn't see a lot printed on this, and now it's starting to resurrect. It's almost like a Medusa head with tentacles sticking out here. And so the question is, the authors in the Journal of American Medical Association, they conclude that providing more medical care may actually make matters worse by prolonging life that has become worse than death. And so now we're seeing this phrase, life worse than death. And from our viewpoint, Christ's death means our life is worth more than anything. So those are some areas, Andy, that I think we just wanted to bring attention to your listeners on his time this morning.
It certainly is a topic that I think was brought more to our attention in the last couple of years. I think the Brittany Maynard story certainly brought it to our attention, and will continue to be a topic that is, I think, or an issue as we continue to live in a very self-focused society.
Well, yeah, and I realize we've discussed this a lot, or at least several times on his time, and you've had other special programs on this. And I think that, not to belabor the issue, as some people would say, but I think from our viewpoint, what does it mean to have dignity at death? You know, that is, what's your worth and what's your value? This young lady has been placing it in the medals and the gold, and I'm not saying that's unimportant. Certainly, we've seen many athletes in different countries winning gold, silver, and bronze, and they're very happy with this. We've even seen some of them thank the Lord for the ability that they've been given to do that. And I know there are some people that would say, here we go again. We're back to saying, you know, suffering is really for nothing, but that's not true. It's not an easy discussion topic when one deals with autonomy, but are we a law unto ourselves? That is, I'll make my own decisions apart from a prayerful consideration in Christ and those Christians around us. And is my life, if I take my life for whatever reason, is that, does that demonstrate dignity or value? And am I dying a courageous death? So it seems to me that most people, prolonging life, as they say, becomes worse than death. We're not speaking, I think, the right tone here in terms of the end times, where all of this, to me, comes down to living a life of Christ, knowing that when we die, dying well in Christ means heaven is our home when the final resurrection comes on the day he returns to judge the living and the dead. So to me, I would encourage our listeners to look at the biblical texts from Genesis to Revelation from the standpoint of the end times, and not just the life we're living now, but the connection to the end times, so that the loss of autonomy and dignity is placed in the hands of Christ, that we are not alone to ourselves. We live in Christ, and our dignity, when the Lord says in Matthew 18, don't you know you're worth more than the sparrows, the plants, the animals, and so forth. So I think our value comes in Christ. So we go right back to Jesus. And that's what this tends to be all about for us Christians, and then certainly our Christian witness.
Certainly. Where is our identity found? And if our identity is found only in ourselves, then everything, my whole worldview is shaped around, I become a God myself. I am my own God.
Yeah, we make our own decisions. And, you know, this is just what we heard in the text a few Sundays ago, eat, drink, and be merry. And we take a cavalier side of life. But in fact, this also has a lot to say about elective abortion, which certainly, in my opinion, from the standpoint of euthanasia, is taking the life of a child in the womb. The ends don't justify the means anyway. And I'm always troubled when I hear people that are doing this, and the women who have testified in post-abortion syndrome, and the witness that they give in Christ and the forgiveness that they have, having gone through something like this, so that we have to always go back to Jesus. You know, Andy, this is what your program is all about, and the witness that is given in Christ to those people who know that this is how we live our lives.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Dr. Weiss. Always great to check in with you each Monday.
Well, likewise to you and your listeners. God's peace, and hope you all just be safe and keep everybody in your prayers with all this rain and flooding.
Absolutely. God's peace to you as well. Coming up in just a little bit, our study of the Daily Lectionary. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.